Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Hey, we have some fun with Erica around, don't we, Jennifer, huh?
Yeah.
It's always a party with Eric. And Jennifer, tell us a little bit about yourself. Some people may not have heard your show last time, so go for it, girl.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. I am psychic medium Jennifer Doran. I work in Florida. I do readings over the phone, over Skype. I connect people to loved ones who have crossed over, and I can give information about your life, your current situations, and what's coming up.
That's so awesome. We've got Eric here. Hi, Eric. How you doing? I love you, sweetie.
He loves you, too.
Oh, I hope so. Or you're going to time out the minute I get over there. But anyway, thanks to LiveParanormal.com for giving us this opportunity. And Eric, we want to talk about, and you can talk about anything you want, of course, but I thought it'd be cool to ask, how can we unlock our untapped potential as human beings?
Well, first of all, he does want to say good luck trying to put him in timeout when you get there. Because he would definitely be giving you a hard time about that.
You've been hard on me, huh?
Yes. As far as unlocking the human potential here, what makes it hard is that being here on Earth with a physical body is so overwhelming, it's so heavy, that even though there's so much more potential to unlock, we get bogged down. We get caught up in the little things that hide us from being able to truly open up and see what it is we're here for. And that's a real struggle that we all have when we're here.
Right. So is it better that we not tap into our full potential in order to get the most out of the human experience? Is it that, or are we just kind of slow learners and, you know, we got the remedial class going on for the human experience?
Yeah, it's a bit about the slow learning, but really more about it being so heavy here. The way our minds work when we're here, it prevents us a lot of times from seeing situations the way they truly are. We get confused. So we focus on what we think is happening, and really it might be something totally different. But we get caught up in what we think is happening in our mind.
Yeah, it's really interesting because I think so much can be solved just by tweaking your perspective. And we see things a certain way. Yeah, and it's really, if we just change our perspective, everything opens up and becomes clear.
Yes. Yeah, it's like when you get a new car and all of a sudden you see that car everywhere.
Yes.
You know, that's what you're thinking about. So it's not that it's being drawn towards you more, you're just noticing it more. And we tend to focus on the problems and the issues and the worries, that draws more of that energy to us and makes it hard to truly reach what our potential could be.
So what are some steps that would help us to be not so heavy? Join it like a spiritual, Weight Watchers?
And also what is hard for us is to pull our minds out of the negative thinking. It actually retrains our brain to focus and to think on the negative. So one of the keys really is when you are thinking negative thoughts and thinking fearful thoughts, you have to consciously pull yourself out of that and think positive thoughts and train your mind to be the more positive.
That's so hard.
It's very hard.
It is. You know what I think does help, though, is when you're thinking about something negative, try to look for the value in it, the lesson, the little nugget, the teachable moment. And you can say, yeah, man, this is awesome. It's tough and it's crap, but I can get something out of this. And then I can embrace it and be grateful for it. And then once I do that, I can let go of the suffering and turn my attention to the now.
Yes, absolutely. And what happens is, you know, unfortunately, when we plan our life to come into, we want to grow our soul so quickly, and oftentimes we come in and we've taken on so much, and then we become overwhelmed and we feel helpless and we feel like victims. And why is this happening to me? Instead of, like you said, looking and saying, okay, what can I learn here to stop this pattern of behavior and stop these, you know, stop this same lesson from coming in over and over again? But it's too easy to revert to feeling bad for ourselves.
Yeah. I remember talking to Jesus on the e-board of Eric's, and I asked him, you know, when am I going to stop having these painful experiences happening to me? And he spelled out, when you understand the value of pain. And so I think that's important for all of us as far as the human experience goes. And you guys can all get people and talk to Jesus. You can talk to Jesus. He don't just talk to the Pope, I promise you.
Yeah, and pain is a big part of the human experience. We need it to grow.
Yeah. For the contrast, absolutely. So, Eric, do you have any practical tips that we can use to help us change our perspective, become less dense, anything that can make us lighter so that we can reach more of our potential?
Yeah, the key is to focus on your thought patterns. And it's not easy. It's not easy to do. You have to pay attention to when you're feeling the negative thoughts. Pay attention to how your body is physically feeling, because sometimes we're not even aware that our mind is thinking these negative thoughts, but we'll feel tired or we'll feel sick to our stomachs. And so then you key in and pay attention to what was I just thinking about, and then you train yourself to think of something positive. And always have positive thoughts when you wake up, you know, like what you're grateful for, and when you go to bed, to focus. And it's really going to take focus to do this for a lot of people.
Focus is not one of my big strengths. I think that cluing in, listening to your heart and trying to figure out your emotions, like Eric, you tell us, feel first, think second. So figure out your emotion, that create the thoughts that, you know, translated to thoughts, and then those thoughts will create a choice, whether it's a choice in how you perceive things or whatever.
And also, the one more thing that he's saying is the mind-body connection. So many of us, all of our thoughts and all of our worries and stuff are in our mind, and we disconnect from our bodies and what our bodies are telling us. So it's very important to focus on the body and what the body's doing and what the body's saying.
So, like, listen to your, be aware of aches and pains and feelings and different chakras and things like that. Is that what you mean?
Yes. Yeah. And because that will be an indication for a lot of people sometimes before they realize where their mind is, their body will tell them that something's off, that they're going down a negative path, that they're focusing on the negative, that they're feeling like a victim, and they'll feel it in the body first.
Okay. Now, are you talking both about the physical sensations and the emotional or intuitive sensations?
The connection between the two.
Ah.
Yes, there's a connection.
Oh, yeah,
and a lot of people have disconnected the two.
Yeah. All right, so if we could break through all that, and if we weren't so dense, what is our potential as humans in the human body.
Happiness.
That's a biggie.
Yeah.
That's a biggie.
Happiness.
Mm. What else? Will we be able to fly? <I'm> just kidding.
Not here.
Tell the future. I don't know. Just give me some of the things that we would be capable of if we reached our full potential in a human body.
Okay. Happiness is key because once you're happy, you can accomplish your goals. You can, when you reach this potential, you lose the fear that prevents people from doing so much of what they want to do. Fear is what holds so many people back from doing what they want, what they know they should be. But it's the fear of what people will think of me and how people will react to this. If you can get past this and reach your full potential, you lose a lot of that fear. And then you just become a more centered, more peaceful person, and it becomes much easier to understand and see the lessons you're here to learn, because so many of us have no idea what we're doing here, you know?
Yeah, that is so true. Oh, gosh, those are wise words. Anything else you want to add on that, Eric, before we take callers?
No.
Okay.
So that was it. That was all.
That is it. Oh, by the way, guys, you need to check out our latest YouTube, All About Heaven with Jennifer and me, because apparently at like, if you start listening like 8 minutes, 40 seconds in and somewhere around the 50s maybe, Eric or somebody says, he helps me. Who is saying that, Eric? Is it you or somebody else? Another spirit?
No, that was another spirit.
Ah, it's another spirit saying Eric helps him or
yes.
her? Wow,
yes.
Who is the spirit?
Not somebody he knew here, but somebody who came there abruptly.
Oh, okay.
But not somebody he knew here.
Is it a family member or a friend of a blog member?
It's a female energy. He's not telling me that there's any connection there. And she did recently get there, very, very recently.
Okay.
She got there and she was excited. She was excited that he was helping her. So she popped in to
that's
say
awesome.
It.
Is it somebody you knew in another life, Eric?
No.
Okay. So it's
no
just
soul,
a big,
no
that,
soul connection there.
That random mystery. All right. So we will take
yes.
Callers. Let me start out with the somebody from the 865 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Who are you and where are you calling from?
This is Beth from Tennessee. And
hey, I love Tennessee. So pretty.
It is. I'm just grateful to have gotten through and to be the first caller, I guess. And I'm open to anything Eric would like to enlighten me with.
Yeah,
I already feel
well,
like
we are
he's talked to me in
we're
the beginning.
On.
It was right
on.
He's already telling me about your anxiety. There's a tremendous amount of anxiety around you right now, and it's not as bad as it seems.
You mean
things
are not as bad as it
yes.
seems?
Yes.
Or the anxiety? Oh, okay.
The situation is not as bad as it seems.
Is it temporary?
It is, and it will work out better than you think, but this anxiety, you have to be careful that it does not become debilitating, okay?
Okay.
So what should she do? What should she do to make it not debilitating?
Practice the breathing. Practice the positive self-talk, and you got this. He just said you got this.
Meditation?
Meditation is always great. However, if you were going to do meditation right now, guided meditation is going to be more helpful for you than just trying to sit quietly and meditate.
Right.
So, something that's guided that's telling you what to do.
Any chakras that need to be cleansed, aligned with stuff that you can find on iTunes and YouTube?
The throat.
Oh. throat chakra, yeah. Being able to communicate your fears or your wants or desires or why, Eric? I'm just putting words in your mouth. Speaking of mouth and communication.
I'm sorry, you cut out. What did you say?
Well, why the throat chakra?
Yeah, there's stuff that needs to be said that's not being said, or it's being said in like a not a direct enough way. And there's some outside manipulation. There's outside manipulation happening outside your control right now.
Ugh, that causes anxiety. When will things get better?
When will things get better?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It's going to all start smoothing out over the next couple of months, but it's not going to be all at one time. It's going to be a little piece by little piece, and then in a couple of months, this energy will be cleared out.
Remember, it's Mercury and retrograde. Pardon me?
Is the outside manipulation on my body?
Mind. Mind is what I hear.
Well, mind can cause the body to do all sorts of things. It can create diseases. Yeah. So maybe that's what's happening. All right. Well, thanks for calling in. And, just check back with us and let us know how you're doing. Okay?
And all right. Thank you.
If you need a longer session with Jennifer, she will tell you how to get in touch with her. Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. She's going to be all right. But I do feel the tension in her throat, in her voice. Yeah, bless her heart. Oh, okay, let's take somebody from the 413 area code. That's why do I have to push buttons twice? Hello, 413.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, what's
Hi,
up?
Hi, my name is Donna. It's
Hi,
very
Donna.
Nice to be on the show. I've listened to you guys a lot.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you.
Oh, this show has changed my life. I love everything. I love all the YouTube videos and the blogs and stuff. It's been really great.
Even when I make fun of myself. I mean, when I make a fool of myself. All right, good.
It's fantastic. I love it.
So
I had a stressful winter because I was dealing with some old lessons I'm trying to learn through this kind of like sexual harassment stuff that I was dealing with, and it affected two of my careers. So I was wondering, I wanted to ask Eric, like, what the lessons are here and what I should be focusing my time on and how I can eventually become successful and move beyond this.
Ooh, that's a biggie. I like that question. Wow.
Yeah, so the first thing that he's saying is there is going to be change in your career. So advancement, moving forward, doing something similar to what it is you do now, but it will be in a different way. As far as the lesson, what he's telling me is that you have learned it because it's like almost as if like something clicked for you. And he's telling me that you physically felt the change because you see it differently. So I do feel as though that energy has cleared out for you and you learned the lesson there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, that's such a relief to hear that because I do resonate with that for sure.
Wow.
Yeah. So you don't have to worry about this anymore. You can let this go. It's like you've put that to bed, okay? And it was what Eric's showing me is it was shackling you. I literally feel shackled. By this baggage, but it's like poof, it's gone. So you'll be able to move forward. Now you do have to be cautious and pay attention to not slipping back into that feeling of helplessness because you are not helpless.
Okay.
Girl power.
In terms of the career, real quick, what does he see manifesting for my career going forward?
Okay. There'll be a move. You'll have to move. It's okay. It'll be a good move. And to be honest with you, it's not going to be because you're not going to lose your job. You're going to be transferred and you'll go to another state. And I just heard the words heading up, like you'll be heading up a division or a project or something. And that's why you'll make the move.
Ooh, nice.
Awesome.
Nice.
I'm very excited.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Oh, go ahead.
I did just hear 18 months.
18 months.
Okay.
Okay, great. And again, thank you guys so much.
Thank you for calling in, sweetie.
Bye.
That's some sweet energy right there. Really is. All right, let's take somebody from the 678 area code. Hey there, what's going on?
Hi, Elisa and Jennifer. I'm so excited that I'm on.
Hello.
I'm so honored.
I recognize this number. You've called in before, right?
No, I've never gotten in.
Oh, well,
but I have been looking and watching old videos and everything.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, I'm so glad you got on, man.
Yes, Elisa, I want you to know that I really commend you for the way that you've handled everything from Eric's passing to passing on information to other people and how much you help other people.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah, it's not the easiest thing in the world, but
I understand.
I got to stay strong for my boy. I got to stay strong for my boy because I love him so much.
That's right. That's absolutely right. That's what he wants you to do.
Yeah.
Mhm. Mm-hmm.
So what questions do you have for our boy?
I wanted to tell you that I did watch the video on heaven
with you
that you and Jennifer and Eric did. And I particularly was drawn to the question of our pets on the other side.
Yeah.
And I particularly have 4 and sometimes 5 dogs at one time. I had many more than that. I had up to 7 at one time.
Wow.
But I'm particularly looking for my Daisy to be back with me, just like you felt about yours that passed.
Yeah.
And so I was wondering if I will be, first of all, if it's a good idea for me to adopt another dog, and should I be looking for a puppy or an older dog to try to find my Daisy?
What I keep being shown by Eric is a puppy, like a brown golden lab, but definitely a puppy. Big floppy ears.
Oh.
Yeah, Daisy was a dachshund, and so I've been looking for another dachshund, and she was brown and tan.
But she don't want to be a dachshund anymore. Does she want to be a dachshund anymore, Eric?
No, it won't be a dachshund. It's more of like a lab. I don't know, a retriever or a lab. And it's not long hair. It's more of a short hair, but it is a puppy. And it's like, and the puppy's ears will be too big for the puppy when it's little.
Oh.
It'll grow into its ears.
Oh, this is cute. How will she find? How will she stumble on it? Will it be sort of random, or does she need to be proactive and start looking at it?
It'll happen organically.
It'll happen organically.
She'll just see the puppy and know. And also, for some reason, I keep being shown. Eric keeps showing me birds around you. A lot of birds.
Love birds.
All kinds of birds. Oh, cool.
Yes.
Awesome.
So birds, you get messages from birds, from your loved ones, is that you have tons of birds around you.
Oh.
Yeah, I believe
that,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I can't wait. Keep us posted when Daisy comes back into your life. Any time frame, by the way, Eric? That's hard to do. But
6 months. I know, six months, and that's yet. You know, give or take a month, you know, or two, but...
Okay.
6 month time frame.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you so much. It was wonderful.
Hey, really, let me know when Daisy comes back, okay? Let me know.
Okay, I will, Elisa. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sweetie.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, we got somebody from the 530 area code. Now, this is definitely a number I recognize because...
Yep, I've definitely called before.
Hi,
thanks for letting me.
I'm Chris from California. Thanks for taking my call
Chris.
Again. I really appreciate
it. Oh, I'm so glad
you guys are back.
Oh, thank you. We had to have a little rest and lick our wounds.
Yeah, so I was wondering what Eric saw for my career in the near future. Like, I know my phone is starting to die, but if what he saw for my career in the near future.
Okay, I feel like the resumes need to get out there. The contacts need to be made. There is definitely a job for you, but you have to be proactive. You have to be proactive here. And I do, what he's making me feel is like when you do get a job, it's going to be a bit of a drive. There'll be a bit of a drive, like 35, 40 miles away.
Yeah.
Well, and in the career, is it in the field that I've been in for years, but that and I've had to take a break for a little while, but is it in the same field that I've been in?
It is in the same field, but the responsibilities that you'll have this time are going to be different than what you've had in the past. So it's the same field, but it'll be a little different.
Greater responsibility
or
less responsibility?
It's not about greater or lesser. It's about different.
All right. What's your
different?
And is it something that you see coming up, like within the next year?
Potentially, but this is something that you absolutely have to really put it out there, and you're going to have to go outside your comfort zone. Your comfort zone.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yep, definitely.
All right,
thank you. I really appreciate
I'll be waiting
it.
For you.
Thank you,
you
guys. Too. Thanks. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I want to take a little station break. Not a break, I promise. I just want to say hi. LiveParanormal.com. Thank you so much for all that you do for us. And let me see. Gosh, who's next? I almost can't figure out who I've already picked. I lost my place. But let's try the 760 area code. Hi there. I didn't already talk to you, did I?
Hello?
Did I already talk to you? Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine. This is Mike from California.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Awesome.
Yeah. Hi.
What would you like to
hear? Just a little. I just want to know a little something about my spirit guide, like the name and if they have any hints. Him or she has any messages for me.
Okay, well, right now you have a male and a female guide around you very, very strongly. You're fighting against the grain too hard right now. You're trying to force stuff instead of just letting it go and waiting. It's about being patient. It's coming, but not yet. And you hear the male guide, and it comes in your intuition, and you feel it like in your stomach, like in your gut. And what he's saying is that then you second guess it, and you go against it, and then you end up having to learn lessons that you could have avoided if you paid attention to what is what feels like your intuition.
Mm. Oh, you're saying that I'm not really listening to it.
Yeah, well, you'll get it. You'll get the intuition, and then you kind of get up in your mind, and you're like, well, I don't know, and you overthink it. You're overthinking it.
Yeah, I feel
trust
like
your,
that sometimes.
Trust your first instinct. Trust your first instinct. And I am being told to tell you that you are doing okay. You're very hard on yourself. You need to be nicer to yourself with your thoughts, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, you deserve love, girl.
Any names of these spirit guides, that these main guides, do they have any names?
Ken. Ken is the first name that came.
Okay.
So,
all right.
He feels more like the main guide who's always around. She feels like Eliza or Elena.
Probably Barbie. Ken and Barbie, right?
No, but she's she kind of floats in and out. So she comes for certain reasons, and then she'll go and then she'll come back. But she's around you quite a bit.
Okay.
And
I appreciate all their help.
Yes, give them gratitude and love. Everybody, give your guides, your guardian angels, everybody. Just give them love and just tell them how grateful you are, because I bet they don't hear that much.
Yep.
All right, but thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
They don't hear it that much, but they understand why.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we're.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Isn't this fun, Jennifer?
Yes, it is.
It's fun. All right, let's take
it's
somebody from this 360 area code. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Tara.
What is it? Say that again.
Tara.
Oh, Kara. Oh, hi, Kara.
Oh, no, it's T as in Tom, A-R-A.
That was my first instinct. But then I said, well,
oh my goodness.
And I heard Kara. It's like, okay, I got to listen to my intuition, just like we told the last caller. Adelisa. Well, what you got for our boy?
Wow. Hi, Eric. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Gosh, you know, I have been waiting for this moment for 46 years.
Wow.
I have a sister. Her name is Sabrina, and I was born on the day she died a year later.
Oh, God.
And
okay.
I've always wanted to say hi to her and just let her know that I'm always thinking about her.
All right. So,
okay,
are you born on the birth date, the actual date, or the day? In other words,
day that she died
was
1970, and I was born in 1971 on the same day.
Oh gosh. Maybe
and I'm not sure if it was in the same hour. I know. That's what I was saying. And I'm not
wondering.
Sure if it was the same hour, but.
Wow.
But anyways, I'm shaking right now because I wanted to say hi.
Yes, you know, she's your guide.
Oh,
she's been with
you
from the very beginning. From before you came into this life on the other side, you knew her, but on with you here, she has been your guide the entire time. And I am also being told that you need to write a book.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh.
Cool.
Have you already considered writing a book?
I have, yes.
Okay,
yes.
You need to write this book.
Oh my gosh. Does Sabrina, do you say like what kind of area?
Like she's literally like making me feel like she's screaming over there on the other side. Like it's how it feels to me. Okay, Eric was just like fiction and not fiction. So you'll write the book and there'll be true stories in it, but okay, so like little bits and pieces of the story will be real, but the whole story overall will be fictional.
Oh,
wow.
Cool. Wow.
So, Sabrina, do you have a message for her?
Just, she loves you. She loves you, and she's been with you. It's just every minute. She's not missed a thing.
That's so sweet.
And also,
wow.
she wants me to talk about your eyes. She wants me to talk about your eyes. I don't know if you have beautiful eyes. I don't know if you have her eyes. I don't know. But there's something very significant about your eyes.
Well, there's nothing wrong, right? Like glaucoma or anything,
No.
Oh, it's just appearance.
Like
okay, gotcha. There's the doctor in me coming out. Sorry about that, people.
No, you're fine. How will you know that she's around? Okay. So... I don't know how to explain this, but you'll feel like a, did you ever see How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Not really.
Okay, well, at the end, when his heart grows 3 sizes because of all the love in his heart, you will physically feel a sensation in your heart, like just so much love, and it will feel like excitement. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
All the time.
Oh,
yeah, that's her energy.
Wow, because I just want to burst in those moments, and it's just I just want to go and just spread that love, like people.
Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. You could just feel this. It's just so loving and
caring. Yeah, that's her.
And, wow.
It sounds like an awesome spirit, and so do you, sweetie. Thanks for calling
in. Thank you.
I hope it helped.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Go write that book. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Sabrina. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, babe. Wow, that's exciting. Let's see. Somebody from the 407 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
How are you?
Good. Who are we talking to?
Sue. I've spoken to you before, actually, both
of
you.
Oh, hi, Sue. Yeah.
I didn't think that you were going to pick me. Good. I was just listening. I do have a question. Every time my daughter goes home every day with the baby, my son was killed in August, and she goes on that road because she lives off that road, her tire light comes on. Is that just a coincidence, or is there something wrong with her car?
Or maybe your son is signaling. Maybe the son is signaling, like, "Hey, how you doing?" I don't know.
I don't know. That's what I was thinking. Maybe it's her brother telling her, "I'm
just
here.
Hey, how's it going?"
Yeah.
It's not to warn her of anything, right? Or is it?
Correct.
To be careful. To drive carefully. No, it's not that. Good.
No, we've checked her tires 100 times, and it's like I don't know if I should just go out and get new ones for her or just
it won't matter.
You know.
But what Eric is saying, what Eric is telling me right now is that oftentimes the way that spirits and souls from the other side show their energy. Kind of makes us scared or makes us nervous and like, what is happening here? It's not meant to.
Yeah.
And actually, your son thinks it's kind of funny that it's caused a bit
yells
of a...
At him. No, she'll say, John, cut it out because now Dad's going to have to check the tires all over again tomorrow.
Now, do we have a message? Can we get a message from John to his mom and his sister?
He just said he loves you. He loves you. He's around. You will catch a whiff of what he smelled like when he comes around. And just, he's there. He's still there. He's still watching. He's still helping.
Is he hanging out with Eric at all?
They're together right now. Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, good. Maybe he'll learn.
Well,
Eric will learn.
They just both said they would have gotten along pretty well if they had known each other here in this lifetime.
Yeah. I believe they would.
That's cool.
I do believe that. No, and I do. I smell the funeral parlor, the flowers.
Oh God!
All the time. Yeah.
Well,
I
he's
do.
Happy and at peace, and he'll always be with you, sweetie.
Yep,
just like Eric's
that
always with
he
me.
Will.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And your video was great on heaven. It was great.
Oh,
but what number did you say to go back and listen to?
I think it's Jennifer. You said like 40 minutes after.
8 minutes and 40 seconds to like 9 minutes, somewhere in that range.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna rewatch it. But
thank you so much.
And I will tell my daughter, do not stress about those tires.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. Thank you.
Pet Boys and the MTB tires will be very disappointed. But that's okay.
Yeah.
Bye.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
Have a great night. All right. Bye.
You the same. That's so funny how they trick us in the ways that just make us nervous. Ah.
Yeah, you know, they don't mean to trick us, but it's just, you know, we don't get it. We don't understand it quite. So sometimes it does or scares us.
I know. They must feel like grabbing us, you know, at the shoulders and just shaking us. Come on. Come on. Get this, man.
Yes, absolutely.
We got one from the 416 area code. Hi, how you doing?
Hi, my name's Lisa. I'm so excited to finally get through. How are you?
Hey, Lisa, I'm so glad you're on too. What's going on?
Well, my mother just passed just over a year ago, and I haven't been able to connect with her. Before she passed, she said that she would try and connect with me. I've connected with my father, who's passed several years ago, but I'm wondering, do you have any messages for me from my mother and or my father?
Okay, she has come around. It's more subtle than your father. Your father's a bit more in your face, so it's very obvious when he's around. She's just a more subtle energy. It's like, okay, so you know that kind of awake or asleep, that in-between phase?
Yeah.
Where you don't quite know if you're awake or asleep. This is when she comes. She touches you. She touches your face. She touches your hair. So pay attention to if you feel tingling on your body when you're laying down, because this is how she comes. And she also comes and she sits on the side of the bed. And she just made me feel as though she's so happy to be out of the body.
Oh, that's good. Well, you know, it's interesting because
a lot of times
people who are real not so subtle in life are subtle to spirit. So it can be different. So
yes, it can.
Does she have a message for me? Does she have anything she wants me to know, or my father, either one of them?
Well, she made it over there. She made it. She's like, I made it. Don't worry, I made it.
Okay.
Really, the message most of the time is just that they still love you. They still know what's going on, that this lifetime is not the end for us. And also watch your ankles. Watch your ankles and your feet. Just be careful with your ankles, okay, and your feet.
Okay.
Is it like an accident, like an injury, or something?
Yeah,
else?
like twisting the ankle or something on the. Just be very, pay very attention when you're walking.
Okay.
Not when I'm dancing, but when I'm walking.
When you're walking, like I see like rolling your ankle or something. Just be very, very careful of this.
Okay. Thanks, Ma.
Aw. Thanks for calling in, Bed.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a great night.
Hey, you too.
You too.
Bye.
All right. Sounds like a dancer. Awesome. All right, let me see. We got somebody from the 862 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hey, Elise.
Anybody? Hey, what's up?
Oh, can you hear me okay, or?
Sure, I can hear you great. Can you hear us?
All right.
Can you hear me?
My name is Jesus.
Oh,
I'm from New Jersey. I can hear you perfectly.
Oh, yes,
I'm Jesus.
I know
I'm from New
you.
Jersey.
Yes, I remember
yes,
you.
Yes, before.
Yeah, hi. Long time no talk to you.
How you been? I know. I'm glad you're back. I've been missing you.
Thank you.
You guys are awesome.
Oh, thank you. I miss you, too.
I want to say hello to Eric.
Hello.
I just want to know if... Hello. Jen, you're awesome.
Thank you.
I just want to know, is there any messages from my spirit guides or my grandmother or whatever?
do you have your own business?
I do, but I've been really, really slacking.
Yeah, you need to get moving with it. This is what you having your own business. You need to put more time and effort into that. You really have something. You really have something there, and it's time to dedicate yourself to that. That's as far as like the guides, Eric, the grandmother. It's like this is where your focus needs to be. You've gotten sidetracked.
Okay.
Yeah, you sound like your voice sounds like a person who has his own business. I don't know what it is about. Your energy is
a go-getter. It's like,
yeah.
Yes, I think I've been trying to go get my spirituality a little bit more. I've been doing a lot of reading and been into myself and just trying to figure out what's going on with me. I was going to ask, I spent the other day 15 minutes just straight crying for no reason.
That about?
It's not, like, it's not no reason. It was an emotional release. Sometimes we let go of baggage and we don't even realize that we've let it go. You were grieving over something from childhood, adolescence, and it came back in such an overwhelming way, and then you've let it go and you've moved on past it, and it's funny because it's not even a memory that you would have, like you have forgotten about this, it was such a big release that you physically felt better after.
Now, what caused
the
release? So, you're saying basically that he doesn't have to be conscious about what he was crying about, not a certain memory, right? So, all right.
Correct.
So that was not on a conscious level. Good. All right.
Correct.
So how did this release come about? What triggered it?
I would like to know.
It was just time for it to be moved out of your way. It was the other side. The other side helped this go. And it was kind of like hit you like a ton of bricks, didn't it?
It was very overwhelming. Like I couldn't stop crying, and thank God I was by myself because I had puddles of tears all over the place.
I am being told to tell you that there was nothing wrong with you. Like, for a minute or two, you were worried, like, what is happening? Like, I'm having a breakdown. That's not what it was.
If I were there, I would have held you and hugged you, baby.
Sweetheart, you do it all the time without even knowing.
Oh, you're sweet. One more question I have, if you don't mind me interjecting. Eric. But this business of his, what's the very first step he needs to make or a few steps? What direction? How should he put his foot forward?
Okay. You have to write down your plan. You got to write down your plan and go step by step by step. And it doesn't have to all be done at one time. But you definitely need to make a plan. And, okay, it's about time management. You need to dedicate time to putting the effort in here. And that's the first thing. Dedicate the time. Make the list of what you want to do, what you want this to look like. Because I also just heard dream bigger. Okay, so whatever it is you're doing, dream bigger than what you think it's going to be, okay?
So, for example, are you saying, number one, learn how to write a business plan. Get a book from the library. Number two, write a business plan. Number three, have Joe, my friend Joe, check it over. Number four, go to the, call some banks and set up appointments. Is it that kind of thing? And also timelines, do this week, do this over the next month, do this, very specific things like that?
I feel like this week, like get going on this week. And then whatever this is, it's going to kind of take on a life of its own. It's going to grow in a way that you're going to be surprised by.
Cool.
This is a good thing.
And sounds awesome. Adventure.
It is. But I have a question. What about my spirituality?
You can do both. It's a balance. Anything that you're doing to grow your spirituality, yes, it's what resonates with you in the moment. The reading, are you going to be actually going to some classes as well?
No, I just do a lot of reading. Oh. I've been to a couple classes,
okay.
But I do a lot of reading and try to find myself.
Look into going to some more classes, or you know, like a weekend event or something, because the energy, the big group energy, is going to be very helpful for you to make the connection. But yes, you are on the right path as far as your spirituality goes, and it's you know, it's a journey. It's a journey. So you just keep. You just keep learning.
That's great.
I'm kind of waiting for experience.
That's
have
awesome.
The experience of wonder.
Yeah.
Like a paranormal
experience.
Or something to let me know that on the path that I'm on, that I'm there.
Eric, why don't
or
you,
I'm
Eric,
gonna be
why
there
you,
or
yeah. Eric, go ahead and give him a prank or something, dude. Or get his guide or whatever to prank him. Don't do nothing scary, though, please.
Yes.
Believe me, there's no fear here.
Yeah, I
awesome.
Was just going to say he
fear.
Wouldn't be scared anyways. He wouldn't be scared. No matter what happens,
so,
he's not going to be scared.
Okay, so if you were laying in bed, Jesus, and
mm-hmm.
Eric was 1 inch, and you were asleep 1 inch above your face, and you woke up and he goes, boom, you wouldn't be scared? I would freak out.
I will, like anybody else, you'll have like the first initial shock, but then it'll be like,
oh, yeah.
Okay, I know it's him. And it's like, otherwise I know that I know who I am. So
yeah. Eric just said the first initial shock will be because you would think that there was a physical person there about to murder you.
Yeah. Well,
and then you would
good.
Realize.
Yeah.
Yes. Cause that would be the initial like, oh my God, somebody's about to kill me. But then you realize it was him, and you would laugh and be fine.
Okay, so Eric,
oh,
you'll help him out, right? You'll be his buddy and help him out a little bit.
Yeah, but you need to let go of expectations of what's going to happen, and be open, because there are some expectations here, and expectations will set you up for disappointment. So
that's
be
right,
open to what's going to happen.
That's right, because expectation is actually like everything in energy, and it's a very dense energy. And dense energy, like expectation, grief, pressure,
mm-hmm.
it's really hard for spirits to just kind of like take a machete and cut through all that. So, but anyway, we're going to have to close now, guys, because I have to give the next show a chance to get on. But I want to thank you. And Jennifer, why don't you tell people how they can get in touch with you, book a session. You're awesome. You guys watch the last YouTube. It's amazing.
You can find me on Facebook, Psychic Medium Jennifer Doran. And you can also find me on the Channeling Eric blog, and I'll let you tell them where that's at.
Well, that's www.channelingericwithak.com. And check out Eric's book, My Life After Death. It's a page turner. You guys would love it. And my book that I wrote about my journey from skepticism to belief, My Son and the Afterlife. So you guys have a wonderful weekend. Love you all. Thank you so much, Eric. I love you, baby.
Love you, too.
All right. Thank you, Jennifer. Love you, girl.
Love you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Awesome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.